Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday. Hello, Tyler.
Hello. I'm good.
Yeah.
Thursday already.
I know. This week is flying by.
I know. Thank God.
What did you get up to yesterday?
What did I do yesterday? Oh, I had bar soleil?
Yeah, I think
bar
so.
Bar sol for dinner last night.
Pretty tasty,
the
right?
The pizzas there are so good.
What pizzas did you get?
I ventured away from Massa Madre, but don't tell anyone.
No, I won't.
The four cheese pizza. That hits.
Tasty.
That slaps.
Tasty.
Oh, my God. So good.
Any sides?
No, we just got bulk pizza.
Yeah, nice.
It was good.
Did you eat there or take away?
We got takeout.
Yeah, nice.
So good.
Yeah, it's a good little, I like the little eating area at the back.
Yeah,
there.
I love it. We've eaten there before. BYO, dog friendly.
All that stuff.
Oh, it's the best. It's nice. So close to our Waratah Manor as well, so close to our house.
All you want in life, a good pizza shop near home,
so
isn't it?
Good. Yeah. What about you?
Yesterday, I was just at the shop mostly, just fixing some stuff up after getting back.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Got some new racks to, like, hang rugs out the front of the shop.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Like the big ones that hang from the roof?
No, these are, like, for outside. So, like, to be able to hang them on that grassy bit at the front.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I was just sort of working that out, getting, like, big, massive clips and stuff to make sure that they don't blow away in the wind because it's been windy.
Well, you don't want that, do you?
Certainly not.
No.
There goes hundreds of dollars.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I can't have that.
No.
So that was my afternoon yesterday. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
You?
I'm good.
Ready to take on the day?
I think so. I'm in a better mood than usual for a Thursday.
Yeah, Thursdays aren't your good days, are they?
No.
But today, awesome.
Today's better.
So not bad.
Good.
We've
good.
Got excellent Jess today.
Small wins today.
Yay.
Take
all of them. Absolutely. And, of course, we will be catching up with Jess for a little deeper dive on those local news headlines in just a few minutes as you wake up with the Novos. Tyler and Crevo at New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, there was another earthquake in parts of the Hunter overnight.
Yeah, so I'm dead to the world every night. A bomb could literally go off, so I didn't feel that. But apparently there was a 2.6 magnitude earthquake near Maitland last night. Geoscience Australia says it was about 2.6 magnitude, about 10:35 km underground.
Is that big?
I mean, you'd be able to feel it.
Yeah, right.
Probably.
And is that from mining activity?
Oh, it's just the tectonic plates doing
shifting.
Their tectonic
doing their
plate thing.
Movements.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
The Hunter has, like, we've seen earthquakes, obviously,
so
quite
often.
A lot here in the region
yeah.
because there is a plate that is, like, the edge of it that we have.
That we sit on.
That we sit on. Yeah.
Interesting.
Very, very interesting.
Holy heck, that's terrifying. I'm glad I'm
They're
also
weird.
Dead to the world and don't notice a thing. Because
have you felt one?
I don't think I actually, was there one in Newcastle, like, in the CBD not long ago? I feel like there was.
I think there might
have. Or maybe there was,
been.
Like, one in Melbourne that we felt all the way up
there,
here in Newcastle.
That was a little while ago,
I remember
ago, but
being,
yeah.
I think I was at the pub, and I was like, what is going on here?
That's what's going on.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
It's such a weird feeling.
You are completely out of control of your surroundings.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Yeah.
It's strange.
Not sure how I feel about it. It's weird.
Yeah, very interesting. Also, there's a bunch of shagging seahorses, isn't it?
There are. So, 300 of them have been released into Port Stephens. They're called the white seahorse. They're an endangered species, and some of the adult seahorses that live in Port Stephens were taken to the aquarium in Sydney last year, and they've started breeding straight away. They were very, very happy seahorses. And so while they were doing their thing, seahorse hotels, they call them, were put into the water at Port Stephens. They're like a great structure that algae and moss and stuff grows on that the seahorses can live on later on. So
that's
yes,
so cute.
It's very cool. So yesterday, 300 juvenile seahorses were released into those seahorse hotels at Port Stephens. So
they get a little room key, like the little card.
Yeah, they can curl their tail around their own little post
and get room service,
live out their happy life, and hopefully not be endangered.
I'll have
eventually.
Two cappuccinos and a croissant, please, to
and,
the room.
I will also order a freshly ironed robe and some slippers to
yeah,
this.
Exactly.
That's so cute.
I love that. That's a good story.
Such a good story.
Crevo, are you familiar with the the term squirting?
You mean like the Pokemon monster? Is it Squirtle?
Squirtle, yeah, that.
Yeah, right.
You know how he does the release of fluids?
Yeah, I think that's his superpower, yeah.
Yeah, so women can also do that. Women also have that superpower, you know?
Yeah, right, I didn't know that.
And
like the women Pokemons, is it must be.
Yeah, the female Pokemons.
Mm.
And so, well, not all women can do it, though, this is the thing.
Ah, right.
Some
it's
women,
limited, is it?
Yeah.
Jeez,
some
okay.
women are quite, it comes very easily.
Sorry, what did you say?
It comes very easily.
Okay, yeah.
And for others, not so much.
Right.
So, sexual wellness brand is running a masterclass on how to
get your Pokemon to squirt.
Yes, that.
Squirtle. Yeah, right.
To kind of educate the women who may not be too good at the Squirtle.
Right. Interesting.
In Sydney, if you want to go down just south of Newcastle, you can go down. You can do it online as well.
So, is that like via Zoom?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
So, an online tutorial?
Yeah. So, if you're keen to go on a deep dive and learn how to squirtle, you can sign up for this class with a company called Yoni Pleasure Palaces Squirt School.
And how much did you pay for the tickets?
$500.
You paid $500?
I haven't paid any money for a ticket yet.
You're trying to get a freebie, is it?
Well,
from the... Like, oh, we talked about it on the radio. Can I have a free ticket? That sort of vibe. Yeah, fair enough. You get your freebies where you can, I understand.
I've actually not even thought about it. I've not even considered it. Maybe I will, though. Maybe I'll go.
We'll just play them this.
And do a full review.
I'll do a review. Can I have a free ticket?
Maybe I should. But this whole course includes things like with interviews with, like, G-spot experts, techniques and tutorials for solo and partnered squirtling. Guided mazzing meditations as well.
Don't know what any of that means. God, a lot of words thrown out there.
You know how sometimes with Pokemon you can have toys?
Like secret weapons or something, is it?
That kind of stuff. They teach you how to use them and like real life recorded demonstration of doing the squirtling solo as well if Squirtle isn't really performing.
Wow, there's just so much fascinating stuff. No wonder you're trying to get free tickets.
There's some testimonials. Shall I read them out to you?
Sure, why not?
Someone has just said, here's a hot tip for getting your Squirtle on. Drink plenty of water during the day.
Stay hydrated.
During the day of.
Is sensible advice in so many ways. That's why you've always got the big water bottle here.
Yes.
Stuck them down on that.
Yep.
Very smart.
Yep. And also, just don't read too much into it. Get out of your own head.
Yeah, right.
Just let the Squirtle do its thing.
Fascinating.
Anyway, if you want to go and learn how to Squirtle, I'll be there. Yep. Yoni Pleasure Palace's Squirtle School.
There you go. Live and learn. Life's a learning journey.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome if you're just joining us. It's going to be a great show today. Of course, $500 a trivia check this morning, which you just want to get your mitts on if you can.
That is nice.
That's a little later on. Next, though, an interesting debate we had around kids and homework from yesterday's show. Yeah, Tyler?
Yeah, I came across this post of a mum just on Facebook just gauging the opinions and getting advice from other parents about whether or not she thinks it's okay for teachers to send students home with a food diary for their homework, recording everything they eat, diarising their activity, the amount of sleep they get, their screen time, pretty much writing down every item of food they put in their body as well.
So we threw it out to Newcastle to find out what you guys thought on whether it was right or wrong. And we'll get that on the air next as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
A post that I've come across in a women's Facebook group, Crevo, is a mum basically asking for advice as to whether or not she's overreacting about her daughter's homework, which is basically just a food diary where her teachers are asking her to record every item of food that she eats, as well as her screen time, as well as her active hours, as well as the amount of sleep she's getting in as well. We want to know if it's the right or wrong thing to do for students. Sarah has hit us up on our Instagram at @thenovos_ saying food diaries are wrong at a young age due to poverty line, allergies, etc. There's too much judgment. However, if it is an elective subject in year 11 or 12, it's a different story. They literally banned an episode of Bluey because the dad weighed himself.
That seems like an overreaction. I mean, you can weigh yourself. that's like an acceptable thing.
Oh, you should have seen the internet blow up about it, though.
Outrageous.
It's just, you know, it's bad. It's promoting bad body positivity or bad habits.
The use of scales should not be banned. That's just a thing in life.
Well, he does go on to say, oh, I put on a bit of weight, la, la, la. You know, it's bad language in front of children and all the rest of it. But, I mean,
I don't know.
It opens up the conversation. We are asking on 4967 4105, is it right or wrong to send a food diary home for homework with kids? Let's go to Yvette in Maryland up first. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thanks. What are your thoughts on this?
Wrong.
Okay. Why do you say that?
Well, look, the same thing happened to my daughter when she was 10 years of age.
Wow.
They were sending surveys out that young at the local school, and I just refused to fill it in.
Yeah, I agree with you. 10 years is too young.
And it is not because of bad eating habits or anything like that. I've always instilled veggies.
Good habits.
Fruit, stuff like that. It's to me, it's a shaming thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so too. And I think 10 years old is very young for that too, Creebo.
Even I would say that. I was sort of thinking as a teenager when you start to pick your own food a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe that.
When you can make those choices, but 10 is not that age.
Yeah, not even involved at that age.
No.
Up next is Jess in Fletcher. How are you doing?
Hey, good, thanks.
That's the way. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I can see the pros and cons of it. I mean, as a teenager, I remember doing this, but I also remember lying about what I put on it because I knew that, you know, if I ate a particular food, I'd be judged for that.
Mm.
So I definitely feel like there's a lot of pressure on the kids on what they're writing down because, of course, they know, like, that writing down chocolate, well, that's going to look bad, and I know that I shouldn't be eating that. But, yeah, then it sends a message of, hiding food and creating those habits early on. But also, you know, it's year 7 and 8, they're not buying their own food. Their parents are still buying their food. So
yeah,
that's true.
There's a certain level of
education.
Education, but also shaming the parents because that's their choices. Like, I mean, in our family, I've got a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old, so my 3-year-old eats absolutely nothing, so I just struggle to get food in his mouth.
Yeah.
And my 2-year-old eats everything. So it's sort of, and I'm vegan. So
God, there's a whole lot of complication going on there, isn't there? Wow.
But yeah, it comes down to preferences as well, I guess, too. So, yeah, you're right. And hiding food can start, be the beginning of really bad food habits as well. If you're hiding what you're eating, that's really scary for children to be doing that, or students to be doing that.
This lady, just a few days ago, basically, she had this lotto ticket sitting in her drawer for ages.
Yeah.
In fact, she's had it for 2 years.
And never had it checked.
Never checked it, and it was not registered. And she just had it sitting there. It's just one of those things. In fact, I think I've got a lotto ticket in the drawer that I haven't checked for ages as well.
Are you mad?
I don't know. I just haven't checked it.
What do you mean?
I think you get 6 years to check.
It honestly takes me 2 seconds. I'm like, right, if I've got this, I'm going to go check it now. Sooner I win money, the sooner I'm out of here. Straight to the mailbox.
Anyway, this lady, she left there 2 years later. She goes, you know what, I'm going to actually get that checked. So she bought it originally from, I think it's Pharmacy for Less at Lake Macquarie Fair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the pharmacy there. And anyway, she takes it in there to get checked. Turns out she's won $1 million.
A millie sitting in her undies drawer for 2 years?
It was the only, like, Division One winner in that drawer, right? So she didn't share the money with anyone. And she's obviously, like, she's just held onto this ticket the whole time. And on Monday, she's like, oh, you know what, I better go check that. Turns out it was the winner. How amazing is that?
$1 million?
Just sitting in the drawer. Can you imagine, like, at some point she could have accidentally thrown that out.
What drawer do you reckon it's sitting in?
Well, she hasn't said, but I reckon it's that drawer in the kitchen with everything.
It's full of junk, like post-it notes, screwdrivers, Panadol, all of the above.
Batteries.
Yes.
What do you call it? A random glue stick.
Old remotes.
No, why you need.
What else is in mine? Random cords that I've got no idea what they're for.
Rubber bands.
Yes. Opal cards.
All that stuff.
All that junk.
And there's an old lotto ticket. You know, I better check that before it fades.
You better.
Because sometimes they do fade.
Yeah, and then you can't tell.
it could be $1 million.
Oh, my gosh.
If I don't come into work tomorrow, I'm probably sick. But in a very small chance.
I've also just cleaned out my junk drawer and found an old lotto ticket.
Congratulations to this unnamed...
anonymous lady in Mount Hutton.
Mount Hutton.
I'd be anonymous too if I was winning a milli.
If you see somebody like in the next driveway over from you getting a brand new car in and you live in Mount Hutton, you know. You know what's happened.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, Crevo, we need two callers on the phone on 4967 4105 to play Three of a Kind this morning, up for grabs. Four tickets to New FM's exclusive preview of Fast X.
Oh, how good's this?
That's Fast and Furious 10, if you didn't know. We're doing it at Event Cinemas Glendale next Wednesday, plus everyone who wins tickets will go into the draw to win a joyride experience with Hunter Super Cruise.
Now, this is where you get to do a fat lap of Nui in a Lambo.
Isn't that... Just that sentence, when you say it out loud, it just sounds cool, doesn't it?
What are you doing?
A fat lap of Nui in a Lambo?
What are you doing tomorrow? Just going in a Lambo, no big deal. Guy, you say that on the work site or on the way to work to your
mates? You are the coolest kid on the block.
Definitely. And watching Fast and the Furious 10?
Even cooler.
All of that available. We've got four tickets up for grabs. And we'll be playing Three of a Kind up next. It's, of course, our little game where you have to figure out what the theme is between three things.
4967 4105. If you want to play, we're doing it next.
New FM.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, right now we want to give away four tickets to New FM's exclusive preview of Fast X at Event Cinemas Glendale, May 17th. Plus, everyone who will be at the movies will go into the draw to win a joyride experience with Hunter Super Cruise. Now, this is basically just doing hot zoomies around town in a souped-up car.
I think you just read that off the website, which is fun.
Zoomies around town.
Yeah, you're in a Lambo, which is awesome. And, like, that's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
To ride in one of those cars around Newcastle. How good is that?
So cool.
Let's meet our contestants for this morning. First up.
Christina in Mount Hutton. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today, Christina?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, good. You sound very relaxed.
I was going to say, have you just knocked off work?
No, I'm on my way to work.
Oh, what do you do for a crust?
I'm a bus driver.
Oh.
That would be a fun job.
Do you drive a bus to your work and then get another bus?
No,
just a regular car. Fair enough. I'd be using that license all the time.
We've also got Cheryl in Chisholm. Good morning.
Hello there.
How are you today?
Good, thanks. Yourself?
Very well. What are you up to this morning?
I'm about to go into work.
What do you do for work, Cheryl?
Before and after school care, so I'm just running a little bit late.
These two women.
That's all right.
Putting in the absolute work.
I know, just keeping Newcastle afloat, which I appreciate.
Women of the people. Exactly. I like that. All right, should we test everyone's buzzers? Let's go with Christina first. Your name's your buzzer.
Christina.
Nice.
Strong. And Cheryl?
Cheryl.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
Right. Now, first one.
Here we go. Three of a kind. Just figure out what the theme is.
Red frogs, pythons, Coke bottles.
Cheryl,
what is it?
Lollies?
Yes, you got it.
Beauty. Well done.
A point on the board for Cheryl. Next one. Billy, tent, sleeping bag.
Cheryl.
Cheryl, what is it?
Camping gear.
Oh, yes. She's got it.
You beauty.
I love Cheryl's enthusiastic buzz in too. Cheryl.
Yeah, I know. It's like you've, like calling someone up at the bistro to go and get their schnitzel dinner.
Well done, Cheryl. Four tickets to see the brand new Fast and the Furious movie is all yours. Plus, you're in the draw for that joyride experience with Hunter Super Cruise as well. Thank you.
Now, Christina, can we get you back tomorrow to have another go as our runner-up?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
Good effort.
That's it. Same time, same place. It's back tomorrow. You're waking up with the Novo's Tyler and Crevo, New FM. And Tyler, a bit of a family drama. This is fascinating. This guy has opened up about his situation with his two kids on the internet, of course, to sort of tell us about what he's done. So in his family, this name, August, has gone back for many, many generations, right?
Yep.
So five generations, the firstborn son, it's always
strong
called
name,
that.
Name, August, isn't
it? It is, it is. So I don't know about calling someone after a month, but, you know, it's a bit weird. But
yeah.
Anyway, it's gone back five generations. So he always planned to name his firstborn son August, right?
Right.
To follow the tradition.
Yeah.
Now, he and his partner couldn't have a child for a long time. So eventually they decide to adopt,
yep.
Which is such a lovely option, right? Because you're giving someone a home that needs it, right?
And it's
love.
A great alternative if you can't have your own children too.
Fantastic.
Hard work,
yes,
but worth it.
Absolutely. So he has this young boy, calls him August, right?
Yep.
First child.
Yeah, adopted child.
That's right, adopted child. Then, out of nowhere, when this kid is 10, he has another kid. Out of nowhere, he like
their own miracle baby.
Miracle baby, which is amazing news, right?
Great news.
Can you imagine you've gone through that whole roller coaster of, oh, I can't have a child, can't really want to have a child, so I can call it August.
Yeah.
Oh, I got an adopted child. Like that's a whole different roller coaster of emotions. Then you can have a kid. Then he decides to say to the 10-year-old, oh, you can't have that name August anymore.
No.
I'm giving it to my proper kid.
To the biological newborn baby.
Which is so insulting.
Oh, my God.
Now, this is interesting because I guess it's just showing that the favourite is the biological kid.
Yes, that is like setting a precedent for the rest of their lives. But also, too, this child, the 10-year-old,
yeah,
with the name August, what's he going to tell everyone at school?
I had to change it, Dad said.
Dad.
Now, producer Stephen, you have an interesting story as well around kids and names, yeah?
Yeah, it's not quite that dramatic, but it's on a similar vein. A good friend of mine, his name's Reese. His father's name's Anil.
Yeah.
His younger brother is Anil Jr. And similar to that story you just said, how I didn't realise went back generation after generation. Similar. So the firstborn in his family, firstborn male, has always been called Anil. And then he got called Reese and his younger brother got called Anil.
So did they know from the get-go that they weren't going to like the firstborn? So we're like, nah, he doesn't deserve the family tradition.
He was a fussy baby.
Yeah.
Like, the excuse he's been given, and take this with a grain of salt, is that his dad was like, nah, I'm breaking the tradition. I'm not going to do it. Like, I think this is silly. And then, you know, he named the first child Reese, and then
but then when the second one comes around, they're like, then, oh, yeah, no, we better stick to the tradition.
Yeah, so apparently, like, his grandparents got onto his dad, you know, and was like, this is ridiculous. You've got to keep the tradition alive. How dare you? And then so he folded for the second child and called the second child
Anil.
What
a cop-out.
What a major cop-out.
I agree. Major cop-out.
Reese is not having that.
No.
I'd be blowing up. I'd be
blowing up, too. If I was Reese and if I was August, I would, like, come together to just revolt.
Exactly. I think these kids have gotten the short end of the stick.
Like, absolutely.
So ridiculous. Oh, well.
good luck to August. I feel, well, we don't know what his new name is, do
no,
we?
No, exactly. September, maybe?
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
How's this for a nice little extra paycheck on a Thursday morning, Crevo? $500.
Oh, yes, please.
With our trivia check, that is what is up for grabs this morning after 7 o'clock. All you got to do is answer one question and we'll give you that cash.
Correctly. You've got to answer it correctly.
Yes, yeah, right. You can answer it. Yeah, it does have to be right.
Yeah, it's got to be right.
Minor details.
Next, though, I think, Tyler, we've all been living a lie.
What do you mean?
We've been lied to.
By who?
By one of our favourite ever snack food companies.
No.
So something, a beloved product has been lying to us.
To our faces.
Yeah, and I'll fill you in on what's been happening with all of that.
Dirty
up next.
Dogs.
A secret about food exposed here on UFM. Now, Tyler, this image is going viral online. In fact, I first saw it on a forum, then yesterday afternoon I saw it on Daily Mail.
So it's moving quick.
It's moving quick. Everyone's talking about this. Basically, this guy opens up, you know those multi-packs of mini chips?
Yeah, like you buy like the packets that you can send the kids to school with, like the little mini ones.
That's right. So
you buy a big bulk packet of them.
He's opened up a packet of the Smith's Original, right?
Yep.
So it's that iconic blue with
the best.
Yeah, the absolutely delicious, the little crinkle cut ones,
mm-hmm.
right? He's opened up a multi-pack of those, and inside was a couple of packs of the Smith's Original,
mm-hmm.
and then one packet of the Sprinter's chips from Aldi.
So basically, like, the same chips in a different package.
Exactly. Now, this is...
But Sprinter is, like, the cheaper Aldi version.
That's correct. But for a long time, people have been saying they're pretty good, right?
They're the same.
Well, this is the thing. The theory now is that Smith's is making the Sprinter chips as well.
Just under a different, like, a different name.
Different package. Exactly the same chip, different package. Now, this is blowing a lot of people away. Some people saying, I've suspected this for years.
Well, you can never taste the difference when it comes to, like, packets of chips and stuff like that. Has this opened a whole can of worms? Do you think that Kellogg's also make, like, all the, I don't know, like, the Aldi version of Cocoa Pops and stuff now too?
Well, this is the thing. Is that what's happening? And this actually brought back, like, a core memory from when I was a kid. So, yeah. Long, long time ago, my dad worked at a milk factory, right? And yeah. He said at that time, when the, like, different brands of milk were being made,
yeah,
he said, we just got it out of the same tank.
Like, Dairy Farmers, yeah. A2, Woolies brand.
Yeah, they were different brands back then, right?
Yeah.
This is a long, long time ago. But it was exactly the same. We had a big, like, stainless steel vat of milk with a tap on it, and the different bottles from the different brands would roll through and the milk would just come out the same tap into the different one. Now, this is, to me, this is like a second bit of proof that this is happening more than we think.
So I think you might be right.
This is what I wanted to do here. 4967-4105. Do you have a theory about two products being made by the same company, or have you got any proof yourself? Like, it could be for any type of food, drink, whatever. You're like, I'm sure these two are the same. Like, they taste exactly the same.
They're coming from the exact same factory.
Yeah. You think it, or if you've got proof, that's even better.
Imagine if people know that this is, like, a thing. They've witnessed it. If they've worked at a factory or worked at a supermarket or something.
Yeah. Or even someone you know, like in my situation, my old man at the milk factory. If you know somebody who's got proof of this, we'd love to hear your story on the air.
Yeah, call now on 4967-4105. And if you do, we'll hook you up with some tickets to see the Knights take on the Titans this Sunday afternoon at McDonald Jones Stadium. Two tickets up for grabs. If you've got a theory about this or if you know a fact about this, we want to hear about it. 4967-4105.
New FM. And this image is going viral of somebody who found the Sprinter Aldi chips inside a Smith's chips bag. Everyone's saying they must just be making them at the same factory.
I reckon you're right.
Well, that's the thing.
I reckon we've busted them.
I think this is it. And people are saying, yep, it's proof. We've caught them. And who knows how much of this is going on, which is why we're asking Newcastle, do you got any theories? You got any proof around this type of thing? One brand making two products.
Yeah.
Because obviously everyone should know. So then you can buy the cheaper one and get the same.
It's the same product.
Exactly. Let's go to the phones to Daniel in Lambton up first. How are you?
Not bad, thanks. Oh,
never better, Daniel. Now, do you have proof of this? Have you got a theory? What's your story?
Yeah, when I used to work for Pace Farms, all the egg collecting the eggs, they'd go through and they'd get put in the different cartons, all the same egg.
What?
All the same egg chicken farm, they'd just be different brands.
Just different brands, cartons.
Wow. That is, you've exposed something right there.
Exposed. See what you did there?
Yep, that's just part of the job.
Take a head. Nikki is in Singleton up next. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Have you seen this happen before? Do you have a theory about it happening somewhere else?
On multiple occasions. So I'm showing my age here. So remember back in the Sizzler day, that beautiful pan bread that they used to make and nice and crispy and
Sizzler,
golden.
Yeah,
the Sizzler toast. Well, I worked for the company that made that, and it sold on the shelves as La Familia pan bread. The same as the 7-inch garlic bread. The Woolworths brand is exactly the same as the La Familia brand.
What?
Oh, so
the ciabatta loaf in Aldi.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same as the Aldi, as the Woolworths ciabatta as well. Just different packaging.
Oh, my God.
It's happening everywhere.
So are you saying that we can still get the Sizzler bread, the toast.
Yes, you can.
From the supermarket.
And bread. Yes.
Wow, you've just blown so many theories into the wide world right
there. Can of worms have been opened.
Face it, they don't just have a Woolworths shop producing Woolworths products, do they?
They just have big factories making the same thing, putting it in different packages.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's wide open right here.
Let's go. Let's wrap this up with Carolyn in Tanilba Bay. Hey, Carolyn.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Now, tell us, have you witnessed this? Do you have a theory on this?
I have witnessed this.
Where?
When I was younger, I used to work in a, let's say, dairy factory in Newcastle.
Yep, just up the road from the Sandgate Bunker.
Somewhere like that.
Yep.
Vicinity, yep.
Yep.
And, so you'd do your ice cream, it would go along the conveyor belt, it would drop in the containers and that, and all you did was change the lids.
From different brands?
You name it, home brand, Peter's, Paul's.
Oh, my God. They weren't even bothering to change the bottom bit of the container.
No, the lid.
It was the same Neapolitan vanilla, you name it. It was just so much of an order, and then you would just swap lids over.
Same recipe.
Wow.
Same recipe. Same thing.
Wow, you've blown this wide open. I will say, Newcastle.
I honestly didn't think that when we thought about putting this to Newcastle, I'd be like, no one's going to know. No one's going to have witnessed this in the past.
It's happening everywhere.
Carolyn has just exposed a very local gem, hasn't she?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, an old school local gem now.
You live and learn. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Who wants $500?
Yes, please.
Me too. $500 all round?
Yes, please.
No, we've only got one lot of 500, but if you want it, call now on 4967 4105. We're playing Trivia Check. If you want it and you can answer one question correctly, you got it.
This is probably one of the easiest ways to win money in Newcastle.
In the world.
Yeah, just one question. If you go to a trivia night, there's dozens of
things. Yeah, you've got to answer heaps. And I can guarantee you, there's no 500 prize money.
No.
Maybe like $20 to spend on a schnitty.
At the bar tab, if you're lucky. So this is your chance at $500. Answer one question correctly, the money is yours. Just call New FM now, 4967 4105, and you could be in with a chance to get that cash next.
Knights coach Adam O'Brien joins us on the show next. We're going to catch up with him before our big game at home this weekend, taking on the Titans.
Now, though, free money.
Awesome. Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, Krivo, 500 up for grabs this morning.
Oh,
just
my God.
One question stands between one lucky Nova Castrian and that cold, hard cash.
Yeah, so easy with Trivia Check. You just answer the question, get it right, money's yours.
Yep.
Of course, there is 5 seconds on the clock. Don't let the timer get in your head. Let's meet our contestant for this morning.
It's Susan in Aberglasson. Hey, Susan.
Hey, Novos, how you doing?
Very well,
fantastic.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you.
Now tell us, Susan, if you win 500, what are you doing with this money?
You know what? I actually don't know, but who cares? It's free money, mate.
Yeah. You know,
who cares?
That's a great attitude to have.
Don't care.
Yeah, that's it.
Straight to the pub.
Yeah, bloody oath. Yeah. You got to treat yourself to like a little bubbles or something, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, of course.
Sure. Nice white wine.
Susan's not an idiot.
No, exactly.
She knows what she wants.
Yeah, well, let's hope I'm not. Let's see if we get this right, eh?
Yeah.
Are you ready for your question, Susan?
I am, Tyler, I am.
What year were Google Images invented?
Oh, my God, I don't know. 2005.
Was that right? Unfortunately, no.
You were so close, though, Susan. It was 2001.
Oh, my God.
You weren't far off.
Very close.
So close. Oh, Susan, no, I'm so sorry.
Better luck next time.
No bubbles for you.
Well, you can still buy them with your own money.
Yeah, you can.
It's not that expensive,
actually. Fortunately, for the rest of Newcastle, yeah, a little Prosecco, $20.
Yeah, exactly.
That's nice.
Just treat yourself.
Rest of Newcastle tomorrow, Krivo, $525 up for grabs.
That it is.
Check. Same place, same time tomorrow.
New FM.
We've seen this kick before. It's all done. It is a try.
Adam O'Brien. He joins us on the show right now. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Very well. Thanks for joining us, of course, off the back of a bye and a pretty drastic loss the week before. What's the vibe? How's the team feeling?
Yeah, the guys have come back clearly relaxed. It's a good chance for a number of players to overcome a few of the niggles that you get after, you know, 9 games in the NRL.
Yeah. Now, you say some of them are quite relaxed. Would that be because some of the boys went to Bali? They cop some heat for that. Where do you stand with it?
Yeah, they got plenty of feedback. It was only the one player, young Bradman, went across there. And he'd been training since November 2. You know, he obviously had a bit of a break at Christmas time. But look, we've got another bye in 3 weeks, and then we have another one after that 3 games later. So we'll train through those two. But it was identified in the off-season, and, you know, I don't want to change people's plans based on the results. I get the feedback too. You know, it's off the back of a pretty poor performance from us. And at the end of the day, if you play well against Parramatta, no one's commenting.
Yeah, that's it. Now, of course, Bradman Best, he's a tatted up bloke. Do you reckon he went to Bali to get a few extra sleeves filled in? Is that why he went,
Correct.
Good to know. Good to know.
Yeah,
that's it. A little couple of Go Faster stripes on the arm. Now, of course, the chat now is around this weekend. How's the preparation going?
Look, we're playing at home. Our record this year has been, you know, fairly high standard. We had the 2 wins from the 4 games, but I thought the game against Penrith in particular, you know, going into Golden Point. So, you know, we've talked about that a lot over the off-season, how important it is for our local supporters to see good performances from us. So we're looking forward to Sunday.
What's the vibe now that obviously Caelan Ponga is back, Adam Elliott is back as well? Are they feeling good having, you know, those extra players back on the field this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a fairly full-strength squad now. Those two guys in particular trained over the bye period. So Adam was very close to playing in the Parramatta game, but we just thought with the the extra 16 days we could get a bit more conditioning into him. So really looking forward to having him back. And obviously Caelan, you know, on the back of his performance against Parramatta, is really keen to get out there and play well on Sunday. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to having both of those guys back in the team.
Awesome. And obviously there's a bit of chat around Ponga's position. Is there a chance he'll be moved back to fullback, or you want to keep him where he is?
Yeah, I think, look, he's had the one game there. You know, he didn't get to complete the first game over in New Zealand. So I just don't think that there's been a big enough sample size to make that decision on him. I think the one thing that I am mindful of is you want to support your people, and in particular your marquee players. So that's the way we'll be looking at it. We'll back him in to play his role in the 5-8 position this week.
Love that.
Fantastic.
Great point. Well, best of luck as we take on the Titans this weekend, Sunday afternoon, a great Mother's Day game. Thanks, AOB, for joining us. Best of luck on the weekend.
No worries, guys. Thanks very much for having me.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
All right, Tyler. Of course, today a little bit sort of showers about, you know, and things getting a bit... But yesterday was beautiful weather, wasn't it?
It was windy, though.
Windy and cold, which means it's the perfect weather for a toastie.
Oh, my God, yes. You are preaching to the choir.
Yeah. Of course, I've said it before on the show, I've banned myself from having a toastie maker in the house because I'll eat too many of them. That's how much I love them.
I refuse to not have a Breville in my house.
You've got one at all times?
All the time, mate.
Yeah. How many toasties are you making a week?
Whoa.
Or a year?
I reckon I average one a week.
Yeah, nice.
Sometimes more than that. I've made one in the air fryer before.
How was that?
Good.
Is that a
sourdough? On sourdough, with heaps of butter and oil. It goes crispy on the outside, but still soft and gooey in the middle.
Golden.
Yep.
Now, of course, we're not after homemade toasties here. We're on the hunt for the best in Newey. As we'll talk more about that next, because we're chasing down a taste tester to join us on the Tour de Toastie.
An official.
And Tyler, we are on the search for somebody to help us review the best toasted sandwiches in Newcastle.
Yeah, we're on the hunt.
What a job.
Oh, my God, what a job.
Yeah, so all you have to do, right, is turn up 3 times next week at different cafes and eat a free toastie, the best ones in Newcastle, and then review it.
And I feel like if you want to be the CEO of, like, a big billion-dollar company, having this on your resume, it's going to get you over the line.
Yeah, and also just delicious free toasties.
You get free toasties. That's the main thing.
And the best ones in Newcastle. Yep. And you are involved in the process of picking the best. You're like one of those judges on a talent show.
Yeah.
That's how good it is.
You're basically Gordon Ramsay, but we don't want the Gordon Ramsay attitude, you know?
That's right. So if you think you're up for the job, it's an unpaid position except for the free toasties.
You get paid in toasties. That's more than enough,
Well, that's better than money.
Totally.
Some would say.
Yep.
4967-4105. If you think you're up for the task of being our official toasty taste tester of the people, so you'll be the representative of the people, and your votes will count and ours will count, you, yourself, Tyler, and mine.
Yep.
We'll put the scores together, and based on that, we'll be choosing and crowning the best toasty in all of the land.
In all of the land. Yeah. If we are going to put you through your paces a little bit, though, Cremo. This is an audition, isn't
it? That's right. Yeah. We'll be giving you a chance to sort of prove yourself. We'll just ask you a few questions, vibe out how you go.
We're basically just going to ask you, what's your favourite toasty?
That's sort of thing. 4967-4105. If you would like to be our next toasty taste tester of the people,
so
you'll join us on the tour to Toasty next week, which is our big event that we're running, going from cafe to cafe, tasting them all. 4967-4105. If you think you've got what it takes, New FM, and we are on the hunt for a taste tester to join us in tasting toasties.
Yeah, I stupidly on Monday just made this throwaway comment about how I was hanging for a toasty because the cold weather had kicked in, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to make it my mission to find Newcastle's best toasty and rip in.
Like, what a great mission.
Well, that's stupid, isn't it? Because now we've got to go on tour. It's not stupid. It's actually the best thing ever.
Free toasties all next week. Are you kidding?
And we're doing it for Newcastle. We want to find the best toasty around town for you.
That's right. This is a gift.
Yes.
Now, if you're wanting to, I guess, be one of the official taste testers, you can join us. You can send us a message on Instagram at @thenovos_, because we are on the hunt for a judge to, I guess, join us.
An official, yeah, because, of course, our opinions matter, but we need an opinion from the people.
That's right. So the scores will be all added together, and then we will crown who makes the best toasty around.
So many suggestions are coming through for the best toasty joints as well. So you can head to our Facebook page, New FM, and also submit your suggestion.
That's right.
We're collating them all at the moment, and then, we'll be going on tour next week.
Exactly.
We've got Katie on the phone in Cardiff. I think she wants to audition to be one of the toasty taste testers. Hey, Katie.
Hello.
Hello.
How you going? Oh, it sounds like someone's calling you.
Someone's calling you through. Maybe they've let you know about this situation. Let's try again.
It's just the local club trying to get in contact with to upsell their toast.
Right. Cafes calling you already.
Yeah, right. In high demand.
I bet you are, Katie, which means we have to ask you, what do you look for in the perfect toasty?
The quality of bread.
Yeah, that's so important, isn't it?
The thickness of the bread and what they put it on, whether it's Turkish or actual toast.
Or sourdough.
That's important. Whether they butter the actual choice of bread. Whether they put enough cheese on it too.
You've got to have the good cheese ratio, don't you?
That's right. Sometimes they're a bit stingy.
I've been to places where they actually charge you extra for cheese.
We're not going to see them next week, are we?
Not a chance.
It's an essential part of toasties, having the cheese, and I feel like that's an absolute rot.
Yeah, ridiculous, right? Extra for extra cheese. Are you kidding me?
Well, Katie's in the draw, I would say, Cremo.
Yep, to be one of the official toasty taste testers as we take Tour to Toasty on the road next week. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
My mum's a legend.
105.3 New FM. The Novos, Tyler and Crevo, spoiling mums of the hunter this Mother's Day. And spoil your mum with a pair of sheepskin slippers or Ugg boots from Mortel Sheepskin Factory. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's right. And you can get it simply by throwing your mum under the bus.
Yeah, which is pretty brutal.
Not
but
physically,
well,
obviously.
No, please no.
it's all about just telling stories that might embarrass them, right?
Yes, because I've got some absolute doozies about Donna, my mum.
Mm.
She once cooked, I think I've told you this actually on this show, she once tried to cook a satay. Was
right.
Absolute from like a woman's day recipe or something.
Okay.
Absolute rubbish. The dog wouldn't even eat it. She forced him to eat it, and then the dog spewed it all over the kitchen floor.
Oh my God! And even
classic Donna.
Even the dog is saying no.
Yep.
Now, of course, we need you to call up 4967-4105 and tell an embarrassing story about your mum. Yesterday, we got this one from Belinda in Singleton.
Because the extra night was spent in a motel, she decided she wanted to get a movie to watch for the family.
Yeah.
She picked one that she liked the name of, but it ended up being X-rated. So,
so embarrassing.
Mom.
4967-4105. If you would like to throw your mum under the bus, the prize is so good. The lovely slippers from Mortels. They
yes.
really do make the best. And a scarf as well.
Yeah, you can spoil your mum with a pair of sheepskin slippers or Ugg boots from Mortels Sheepskin Factory. Or we can hook you up with a lovely Mother's Day pack. All thanks to Mortels now. If you just throw your mum under the bus on 4967-4105. We'll get the calls on the air next.
New FM.
My mum's a legend.
105.3 New FM. The Novos, Tyler and Crevo, spoiling mums of the Hunter this Mother's Day. And spoil your mum with a pair of sheepskin slippers or Ugg boots from Mortel's Sheepskin Factory.
Yeah, this is your chance to score yourself a lovely gift, all thanks to Mortels, for free for your mum. All you have to do is throw your mum under the bus, tell a funny slash embarrassing story about them, and that is all yours.
And then we reward you for that.
That's exactly right. Let's, first of all, meet Karen in Wanchiwanchi. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. Now, have you got an embarrassing story to tell?
I do.
Okay.
Hit us.
What is it?
Well, I took my mother out for Mother's Day morning tea, actually. It was on Mother's Day, and we're sitting in a cafe, and it was quite quiet, and then Mum decides that she needs to do a massive sneeze, which she does, and at the same time farts, and I was all embarrassed about that. But the worst thing was she put her hand up to her mouth, and I said, yeah, I know, that's really embarrassing, Mum. And then she goes, and she pulls her hand away, and her false teeth had flown out onto the plate.
What a great story.
Just caused a scene in the cafe for Mother's Day. Well done.
So quiet, and it was so embarrassing.
Oh, my God. Was she embarrassed as well, or did she just laugh it off?
It was rather embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
Of
that's
course.
So funny.
Of course.
If my mother did that, I'd be like, I'm going to get up and slowly leave, and you're on your own here, Don, from here on out.
Great story. Now we've got Rachel in Woodbury. How are you?
I'm awesome this morning, thank you.
That's the way. Now, what's your embarrassing slash funny story about your mum?
Well, I was at the beach for my 16th birthday with, like, some girlfriends. My mum was there and a few of, like, some relatives. And we're at Merriweather Beach, which is known for its onshore dumpers. Anyway,
yep.
We're in the water swimming. Then mum sort of gets dumped, sort of comes up trying to fix her hair up. But didn't realise that her top part had come out of her swim top.
No.
And all my girlfriends were like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And
headlights hanging out.
Had to duck under the water. Yeah, had to duck under the water and sort of try and fix herself up. I was absolutely
mortified.
Oh my God, it's 16 as well, Rach. That's rough.
Yeah.
Oh my
yep,
God. How funny.
Yeah, all right. Voting time. You know what? I think because of the age at 16, that's probably the most embarrassing thing that could happen.
I'd be mortified if my mother did that, or if that happened to my mother whilst my friends and I were all there witnessing it going down.
Yeah, so for me, the vote goes to Rachel.
Yeah, give it to Rach.
Rach, congratulations. The Mortels
Thanks.
Mother's Day pack's all yours. You're very
absolute
welcome.
Pleasure. Spoil your mum with a pair of sheepskin slippers or Ugg boots from Mortel's Sheepskin Factory. A Mother's Day pack is coming your way. Rach, well done.
Easy as that. And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow. So if
yep.
you've got an embarrassing story about your mum, save it and we'll have more tomorrow. As you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my
What's the goss? UFM.
Producer Stephen, hit us. What's the goss?
Well, all the talk of the town at the moment's been Taylor Swift and Matty Healy.
Ugh.
So for those who aren't aware, Matty Healy is the front man of the 1975, and the two have been rumoured together over, you know, the last probably week and a half.
Yep.
Papped together last night in the early hours of the morning. We're talking 1:30 party time.
Oh, what were they doing?
Well, they're in a cab together, so we're not really sure.
Sneaking off.
Yeah.
If you've seen the photo, though, it's proper, like, it's like Bigfoot-type quality photos, like Ness Monster. Like, it might not even be them. It is so blurry.
It's could be like pixelated. Actors.
It's taken on a DS. Like, genuinely, it is such a bad photo. But there's a new power couple who might be stealing their thunder. Tom Cruise and Shakira are rumoured to be romantically involved now.
You know what? I heard about this. Yeah. And I was like, it just seems like a weird thing for Shakira. Like, Tom Cruise, I would get that he would be attracted to her.
Isn't he with Katie Holmes? Or are they well divorced?
No, yeah, they're well split.
That's ages ago. But
I thought that was still good. Shakira?
Although Tom
Cruise?
Is Shakira doing the weird tax, naughty tax thing?
Well, she was, but the latest was that she busted her ex-husband, I think they were married, cheating on her because someone was digging into the strawberry jam.
Yeah,
the music. So she's dumped him.
Yeah.
And gone for Tom Cruise.
Yeah, because she was with PK, who's like a football superstar. He plays like Barcelona, one of the biggest clubs in the world. And yeah, obviously caught him cheating, and then we got all the references in her latest song, and it was all very juicy.
Yeah, she wrote a song about hating on him too.
And then Tom Cruise has swooped in and gone, come here, darling, I'll sort out all your tax problems.
Stephen, is there a lot of truth to this? Has there been, like, pics?
Well, yeah, they were spotted together at the F1 over the weekend in Miami.
Eating ham rolls, no doubt.
And all the rumours are, like you kind of alluded to, Karevo, that Tom Cruise is pushing this very heavily on his end. He's the one who's very interested in trying to
cause this.
I mean, to be fair, though, Tom Cruise isn't a bad rebound for Shakira. I mean,
no, it's not bad, but Shakira can do way better than Tom Cruise.
Would have thought so, but come here, darling, let's go off to the Scientology together.
Yes. Like,
oh, really? Yeah, that's a bit weird.
Tell you who my pick would be for Shakira.
Yeah, who?
Because this would throw the internet into an absolute tizzy.
Taylor Swift.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh. Too old.
Yeah, but it's what each other needs. They need each other.
Well, why don't you get in touch?
Can we, like, start a Love Island and just dump Shakira and Leo on the island and see what happens?
We'll, like, Truman Show them or something. We'll just get all the cameras
on. Well, he's
on.
An animal. We know that. We know that he loves a woman. So if he's stranded on an island with just one of them and it's got to be Shakira, then of course it's going to work out.
He would still say she's so old, I reckon.
Oh,
he would
still be like, sorry. What a big fat loser.
There's no excitement going on down there.
With Shakira, her hips don't lie. You joking?
Oh, it's not me we're talking about.
Okay, I'm getting angry.
You preach it to the converted.
Yeah, exactly. All right, thanks for all those updates. And, of course, we'll keep an eye on what's going on with Taylor Swift because that is interesting. I mean, sneaking off in a cabin.
Do we reckon it'll last?
Yeah, to the next album.
I hope it doesn't because I can't stand Matty Healy.
Yeah, I can't see them. Bin. Yeah, I can't see them working together. Oh.
He's just got the personality of a wet sock.
And we'll leave it right
there. Thank you very much.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Treated ourselves to a little takeout dinner last night, Crevo.
Oh, what a naughty treat.
I know. Midweeker too. Yeah,
you're wild.
Out of the ordinary for us.
Yeah, you're wild.
Got pizza from Bar Soleil.
Oh.
It is so good.
Yeah, I'm a big fan as well.
The four cheese pizza. Less is more when it comes to this kind of pizza, and it is so good. There's just that tiny hint of blue cheese.
Nice. Oh. Look at you rolling your eyes in the back of your head.
Bathe me in it.
Swim in the cheese.
If there was one meal I would ever eat for the rest of my life.
Four cheese pizza?
Yep.
Good to know.
Oh, my God, so good.
Yeah, just rolling around in cheese.
I just had to tell you that because I've been dreaming about it ever since. Like, I could eat a four cheese pizza, maybe even two of them right now for breakfast.
Okay. Well, I'm sure we can organise that after the show.
Can you please?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Now, up next, a little bit of debate. Because yesterday we got to talking about Shania Twain.
I think Shania Twain is the queen of pop music from the 90s and noughties era.
I have to disagree. I really do.
I think I have to walk out.
All right. We'll chat more about it up next as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. And Tyler, yesterday on the show, or behind the scenes rather, we got to talking about Shania Twain because she's about to play a show at some little leagues club
somewhere,
isn't she?
She's playing a show with Keith Urban and Bryan Adams at the Penrith Leagues Club in a couple of weeks' time, which I thought was so ridiculous because I saw her only a few years ago to a sold-out crowd at Kudos.
To me, it makes total sense because, let's face it, over the years, when Shania, she's just, like, overcooked, overrated.
Oh,
and now
shut up.
Is rightfully playing, you know, bolos and leagues clubs and stuff and selling a couple of tickets here and
so
there.
So do you put Keith Urban and Bryan Adams also in that same category that they're, you know, washed up, washed
out? No, I don't know what they're
now
doing there. Oh, but for Shania, it makes total sense.
Shania is by far the most popular out of those three.
Oh, you're joking.
No, I'm not.
No way. Anyway, that's not the debate. We're not talking about those other two. We're talking about Shania Twain here because in my mind, yeah, she had a couple of songs back in the day, but she's just a bit overrated.
Are you?
Overrated.
You are barking up the wrong tree, mate. I can already sense every woman around Newcastle and the Hunter Valley just channeling all of their hatred towards you because you know why? You know why? Because you cannot deny that as soon as this song comes on,
let's go, girls,
that you don't want to hit it hard on the D floor.
I want to hit the stop button.
Are you shut up? You are lying, and as if you don't want to kick a door down after you hear that.
Nah, absolutely. I'm going to use her own words against her here.
That don't impress me much.
Because shut your mouth.
The songs are, like, dated now.
Oh, my God. People, they are timeless, absolute ballads. They are the songs that we grew up with.
That don't impress me much.
How dare you?
They're
I'm telling you now, mate, you're barking up the wrong tree.
No, they're outdated pop songs.
You have
and
just,
she is just overrated. Okay, she was, like, a bit of a middling star before.
Shut up. You have just, I reckon you've made enemies saying that.
It's my opinion.
Are you prepared to have enemies over this? Because it sounds like you are.
I just think Shania Twain is a bit overrated. She, you know, she was very popular at the time, but you listen to the songs now, that old synthy sort of stuff, it's a bit like dated, don't you reckon?
Shut your mouth.
Okay. Look, let's let Newcastle decide.
Because you've taken look at you with your arms. I've got the support of Newcastle behind me on this.
Look at you with your arms crossed over there.
Yeah, I'm mad.
4967 4105. Is Shania Twain a bit overrated?
Yeah, oh, you're joking, mate. You're absolutely joking.
Listen to how old and dated those songs sound.
And
now
it still slaps today. That means that she knows what she's doing. It is a timeless piece of music.
I disagree. I strongly disagree.
Look at the phones blowing up already.
4967 4105. Are you Team Tyler, Shania forever, or are you Team Crevo? It's a bit of a dated
Shania
old thing.
Shania is forever.
It's a bit overrated. All right, we'll take your calls and let Newcastle decide up next on UFM. And we're talking about whether the old, dusty old Shania Twain is still any good or is she a bit overrated?
She's not.
Just blow the cobwebs
off.
Shut up.
That album, Come On Over, was a cultural phenomenon. Still is. And you know why? It is still the 9th all-time best-selling album in the US and worldwide. And it is the 16th best-selling album in the UK as well. So there is a reason why it was so good, and that it is still sitting at number 9th at the all-time best-selling album ever.
All old, outdated songs. She's just overrated.
Ever.
People, they got swept up into the boot scooting and stuff,
also,
and then just, we've all realised now, overrated.
Also, okay, the song's about Men I Feel Like a Woman. Is about female.
You're right.
It's about female empowerment. Do you hate?
That don't impress me much.
Do you hate female empowerment?
It's
do you
nothing
hate
to
women?
Do with that.
Do you
it's
hate
nothing
women?
To do with that.
I don't know.
It's all about Shania Twain being overrated. That's my opinion, because she is.
You're dead to me.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep.
Well, let's let Newcastle decide once and for all, shall we?
We better. Let's go to Trish up first in Rutherford. Hey, Trish.
How you going?
Very good, thank you. Now tell us, is Shania
Crevo,
Twain overrated?
Crevo,
oh, yeah.
No, Crevo, Crevo, Crevo. How dare you? Yeah. I love you, Cleve, but do not knock her.
What's wrong with... Like, she's just... it's finished, isn't it? It's overrated done.
No. 2 years, I got up and sang Man, I Feel Like a Woman at the station down at Hamilton.
Yeah.
And every time I got up and done it, I had a dance full of people, right? And the second thing is, about a year and a half ago, Jackson rang me up and he's done a karaoke thing on the radio.
Yeah.
And I had to sing Man, I Feel Like a Woman for you. I think there was Maddie, Megan, you on there.
Yeah, right.
Trish,
do you remember that?
No, not really.
I think you've got to refresh his memory, Trish. I think you've got to give us a little bit now. Come on.
Oh, no, no.
Come on.
Didn't you practice back in the day?
You've got to prove to Crevo why Shania is good, Trish. You've got to take this for the team.
No, I'm not going to sing it now. No, I haven't sang it for a while. But
that's well, yeah, because it's a bit overrated.
It sounds like you pull a crowd, though,
it's
Trish.
No, it's not overrated. You don't play it much these days.
I know, which is an absolute joke, isn't it?
You play it once a week and it's a joke. You should be playing it more.
See, you're making people angry, Crevo.
All I'm stating is fact, because even Trish, who is apparently one of the biggest Shania fans in the world, can't even sing a single bar of it and can't remember any of the words because it's over.
Don't blame Shania Twain for Trish from Rutherford's mishaps, all right? Please.
Let's go to Simon and East Maitland. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Probably better than you.
I'm doing fine, Simon.
He's getting eaten alive over here, Simon. What are your thoughts on this?
I think the older songs are better than these newer songs, I think, lately. I reckon the older songs just rock, and Shania Twain just blows everyone out of the...
She blows them out of the park, doesn't she?
Out of the park. She's,
She's so good.
All right, another vote for Team Tyler.
Thank you very much. Or a clean sweep at this point. Let's wrap it up with Cherie in Raymond Terrace. Hey, Cherie.
Hey, how you going?
Very well.
What do you think of this dusty old artist blowing the cobwebs off?
Are you Team Crevo or Team Tyler on this, Cherie?
Absolutely Team Crevo on this one. You nailed on the head. She's an old chook, and the chook is full.
That is correct. Absolutely.
You can hang up. I'm hanging up on Cherie now.
No, don't be rude. Cherie had a great point, and she's
I have control of the phones.
Overwhelmed.
I still win anyway, so whatever.
Nah, Cherie's good value.
When I hear Let's Go Girls, I want to go, all right? I want to go and spot the DJ back into this decade.
Thank you. Some
How
common sense
dare
finally
you.
On the show. And we'll wrap it up there because...
You know I still win. It was 2-1, Peckerhead.
Yeah, but Cherie, like, you listen to her and you go, she's someone that's full of common sense. Like, and the terrace, what a great place.
Cherie did not hold back.
Nah, slapping a DJ.
Oh, my God.
Well, anyway. That's us done and dusted for today.
It is.
Have a great day, everyone.
Well done to Carolyn and Tanilba Bay as well, scoring us off a double to see the Knights take on the Titans this weekend at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Congratulations.
Well.
And we'll catch you tomorrow
see
for
ya.
A Feel Good Friday. Bye.